This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another hour, another day. Another edition of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. How are you, friends? Happy Wednesday. Glad to have you along on the program today. What's on your mind? What do you want to talk about today? I'm going to leave this to you to start the program. I don't thousand things I could talk about, honestly.
A thousand.
I'm not exaggerating. You only have a two-hour show,
Scott, so see if you can narrow that down to about 800. Okay?
Well, that's why I'm suggesting that we just say... Why? What do you want to talk about? Where do you want to go? I feel like the Donald Trump-Hillary Clinton race is consuming more than its fair share of oxygen on the program. On the other hand, it's very important. There are day-to-day developments, and I have no problem talking about it, doing chatting about it. But sometimes if I start the program and say, can you believe that we spent all of yesterday having to hear hyperventilating from the Clinton campaign about how Donald Trump was advocating violence against Hillary Clinton when we have $20 trillion in debt. See, I could say something like that, and then instantly we're going to talk about this stupid effort to try and suggest that Donald Trump was advocating violence against Hillary Clinton. You know, the Clinton campaign is very often responsible for us not talking about important issues, and the latest example is this week. We have Donald Trump giving a major address on the economy, talking about economic growth, which, in fact, is the only way to eliminate the debt. We have to get the economy growing, okay? President Obama's been overseeing a rather dismal economic growth curve, and it's time to fix it. Okay, so I started. Now I didn't mean to do that. I didn't want to go there. Anyway, I was demonstrating the fact that the second I do that, you know, if I start talking about the fact that the father of the terrorist murdering thug in Orlando is seated behind Hillary Clinton in a rally in Florida, is advocating for her candidacy, and somehow that's a total surprise to the Clinton campaign? You've got to be kidding me. You can't make this up. And then you're going to want to talk about that. That's not what I'm trying to do today. I'm not. I'm honestly wanting to know from you a couple of things. What's on your mind could be completely unrelated to the presidential campaign whatsoever. Right? Absolutely anything. Or it could be about that. It doesn't matter. We call the show What's on Your Mind because we want to know. So, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. It could be something as important as where the best pie in North Dakota is, or the best burger, or the best ribs, which I know will be Friday in Watford City because I'll be there for Ribfest on Friday. Yes, isn't that convenient? Broadcasting live on the program. They have, by the way, a new event center that is opening next month already. So Watford City going to the next level to be able to host events and conventions and conferences, and we're going to get an up-close look at it and talk a little bit about it Friday on the program. So we look forward to that as well. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550. What else are we doing today? Dinesh D'Souza will be here at the bottom of the hour. He is the director of the book Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party. Well, it shouldn't be secret, but it is a secret. That's sort of the premise of the movie. It's amazing what you can do to hoodwink people. Really is. I mean, if you have a belief that the Democratic Party is the party that has taken on civil rights, stood up for minorities in this country, watch this movie. Watch the history. And find out just how flawed that view is based on facts and things that have happened. Pretty amazing. Anyway, we're going to talk about that movie. Next hour, it's Wednesday, so we normally do the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. And Congressman Cramer is on very special duty. He has a new grandchild on the way. And so he is unavoidably detained with family matters, as he should be. But we're going to do the Talk Radio Town Hall on Friday of this week. So I want to know, one of my favorite things to do on this program is host Talk Radio Town Halls. That is when we bring in, you know, elected leaders, candidates, you know, different individuals that we welcome to the program. We've had Chancellor Mark Hager out of the North Dakota University System on. We've had Mark Kennedy, the president of UND, on. We've had you know, Doug Burgum, candidate for governor, on, and Marvin Nelson, candidate for governor. Obviously, Congressman Kramer, Senator Hovind. Who else do you want? Who else would you like us to invite for a Talk Radio Town Hall? Who do you want answers from? We're going to spend a little time talking about that next hour. A Talk Radio Town Hall on the topics and the participants that you want in future Talk Radio Town Halls. We have that today. We're going back to New York City, my friends. We had such a great time last year in December with 60 folks from this audience that joined us in New York City, that we're going to do it all over again. The UND hockey team is playing in Madison Square Garden. So we said, we got to do this. We have to. So we're going back, and we'll take in a few of the staples like the 9/11 Museum, but we're going to go to some new places as well. I'm going to give you a run-through of the itinerary and tell you all about it, how you can go get a pen ready. We're doing that before the end of the program, too, today on the program. So should be great. We're looking forward to it. Lance in Hatton, you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind today, Lance?
Good morning, Scott. Since you brought up Dinesh, I need to ask, do you know, are any of the tickets sold right at the theaters, or is the only way we have, the only chance we have to see the movie is to print up the stupid tickets ourselves?
No, you can go to the theater and get them. I did, along with lots of other folks in Bismarck last week. Yep, you know, just I think they have online ways to buy them as well, but you can also buy them right at the theater.
Okay, because I know when I go online to find out where the theaters are, you know, the first option is to print the ticket yourself, you know.
I've seen that. Okay, yeah, seen that. But no, you can go to the theater and do it. It's easier that way, right?
Yeah, I always I kept forgetting to call the theaters and ask directly, you know. But
well, I'm glad you're going to go see it. It's worth seeing. You're going to get a lot of interesting takeaways out of it. I'm going to share some of mine with Dinesh today on the program and encourage lots of dialogue. It's just history and that people should know, you know. I mean, that it really is. That there's more history in this movie of sort of how we got to where we are and how the Democratic Party is very different than the Democratic Party of history. Then there is, campaign cheap shots, if you will, of Hillary Clinton. It's more about where we find ourselves today in the Democratic Party, but it's worth going. So check it out and let us know what you think, okay?
All righty, I will.
And it's showing at the Grand Theater in Bismarck, 1:30, 4:15, 7 and 9:30, and West Acres Theater in Fargo, 12:25, 3 and 5:35. We're working on a special showing up in Minot with some of Dinesh's people because it's not being shown there. I don't know why. Same with Grand Forks, but working on that. So stay tuned for that. Glennie and Amanda, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I would just like to make comment about the book you're talking about. That book, and I think in the past I've mentioned a couple other books that people should read about the Democratic Party, Blood Feud and Stealing America. They should, and I know this would never happen, but they should actually make these three books mandatory reading in high school. But I know that would never happen.
Wouldn't that be nice? Yes. Another book, yeah. Rules for Radicals, would be a good one. Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky was invited to speak at the request of Hillary Clinton at Wellesley College, and it started a whole, she wrote her, term paper on it or whatever, and she also started a friendship with the guy. And read the book and recognize that this formed Hillary Clinton's political views. You ought to know.
Yeah, that's Saul Alinsky. That's one bad dude. I mean,
yeah.
he should have been tarred, feathered, put on a rail, and run out of the country.
Dedicates his book to Lucifer. The great Satan. Yeah. Unbelievable. Thanks, Glenn. Appreciate the call. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Ready for your calls today at 800-228-0550. Jamie in Bismarck.
Morning, Scott.
How are you?
Good. Trump said that yesterday about the, you know, the Second Amendment there and the supporters of it. And I mean, I don't think he's advocating direct violence against Hillary Clinton at this point. But I think what he was saying was if she gets in, points these judges and gets her away, and, you know, does a forced gun confiscation like Australia, like she said she wants to do, then there is nothing that's going to stop her except for the Second Amendment. I mean, he's not saying to go right now and take her out.
Of course not. First of all, you have no idea what he's saying. So they're drawing a conclusion that they have cooked up themselves, number one. You know, but I could just as easily say, clearly he's talking about the power of the Second Amendment crowd and the NRA to stop bad stuff. I mean, shoot anybody, but
you're wondering if she does get in and doesn't.
Hang on, Jamie. We'll finish this after the break.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. We are excited to offer scholarships for full paid registrations for up to 26 North Dakota soybean producers to attend the world's top agricultural bioscience international conference, making its first USA appearance in Fargo, North Dakota, September 18th through the 21st. The In Better Food, Better World, ABIC 2016 will focus on how public and private research collaborates by using science to solve issues related to the increasing demand for food. Attendees will hear from university researchers, private sector scientists, independent researchers, and others who are applying for practical use of science to impact health and nutrition and make a difference in feeding the world. If you're interested in applying for a scholarship to attend, please contact the Soybean Office at 701-239-7194 by August 20th.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. And you're the special guest. You're the fine listeners of this program. We're going to talk about some others we should have in Talk Radio Town Halls. Already have one text from a listener. Welcome, others. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. You're up for that, aren't you, Todd? You're going to get cranky, right, if you don't get the text.
Oh, we ain't going to get cranky. What makes you think I'm not cranky already?
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm sorry.
One listener says, how about the Ag Commissioner, Doug Goring? There you go. That's a good suggestion. So others welcome as well. Text Todd 701-226-8503. Call me 800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com is our email address. And you can call us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council and North Dakota Oil Can, which it can and does. Listen to this.
Strength. It's something you find in all kinds of ways across North Dakota. It's part of our spirit. It's what makes our state a leader. That drive has made North Dakota one of the nation's leading oil producers. Through ups and downs, we're in it for the long haul and for the long-lasting benefits. Like the good-paying jobs that make our towns and cities strong, and the way it makes our nation more energy secure. North Dakota Oil, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
It is a great way to look at the current environment. Ups and downs, that's the price, right? The rig count, ups and downs and everything else. But what remains is a very strong position nationally in providing oil and gas development and more of these resources to the world. So right in the middle of it, in it for the long haul. Sounds like us North Dakotans, doesn't it? 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Finish our conversation with Jamie and Bismarck. I guess what I'm getting at is, you know, I'm done overreacting to how Hillary Clinton and company take comments of Donald Trump and try to make them into something they're not, because I think we just give them more fuel for the fire. They could take, you know, if they take that and say he's advocating violence, they can take anything. And I could just as easily say it's something else, but then we're playing on their turf. I think it's kind of stupid. But you wanted to say something else about Hillary and the Second Amendment, Jamie?
No, I was just going to say, probably going to rub a lot of people the wrong way, but, you know, if she gets in and she does pull something like that Australian buyback, or you get these liberal judges in there and they do usurp Second Amendment rights, you know what, if somebody does something to her, I'm not going to blink an eye, because you start messing with people's rights, you get what you deserve.
But that's not the America we want. That's not the America we want.
That's not the America I want, but nobody's stopping them from doing it now, Scott.
No, I know, but
like all that happens, I don't want it to happen, but if it does, I'm not going to blink an eye. You're going to do something crazy like that and something happens to you? Hey, you shouldn't have done that in the first place. You know it's wrong. And people like her have been threatening our rights for decades.
You know, just beat them at the ballot box. Beat them by having more people who agree with you than disagree with you is the way to go. Don't become them. Speaking of really bizarre stories, you remember the email leaks from the DNC where they were going back and forth about all the stuff about Bernie Sanders and obviously conspiring against him, right? We knew about all those because of a leak from DNC emails to WikiLeaks, which was then released and became a big deal. Well, before they were released, before we knew about them, but after the leak, a staffer of the DNC was shot. I heard about it, and some people said, this is a little weird, staffer of the DNC shot in the back, nobody really knows why. Now there's a connection to the leaked emails that he may have been the one leaking the emails. The connection is coming from Julian Assange, that's how you say his name, who's the WikiLeaks guy. First heard about this story last night, and more reports about it today because of Assange talking about it.
Here's the founder of WikiLeaks.
Here's a Fox News story on it.
New fuel to conspiracy theories surrounding the mysterious killing of a DNC staffer in Washington. Julian Assange hinting that Seth Rich was gunned down because he may have been a source of the 19,000 emails from the DNC, which led to the resignation of Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz. This adds a whole new layer to this, and we're going to report it the best we can based on what Assange has said. So, new hour here. I'm Bill Hemmer. Welcome back to America's Newsroom. Martha's got some time with the family.
She does, and I'm very happy to be here. Good morning to all of you. Happy Wednesday. I'm Abby Huntsman in for Martha McCallum. Yeah, this is quite the story. So WikiLeaks offering a $20,000 reward as police say it appears Seth Rich was killed during a botched robbery. But Julian Assange, he hints there is a lot more to this case. Listen.
Our whistleblowers go to significant efforts to get us material and often very significant risks. As a 27-year-old, I worked for the DNC. We shot in the back, murdered just 2 weeks ago. for unknown reasons as he was walking down the street in Washington. So
that was just a robbery, I believe, wasn't it?
No, there's no finding. So
what are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting that our sources take risks, and they become concerned to see things occurring like that.
But was he one of your sources then? I mean,
we don't comment on who our sources are.
In time, perhaps we know. In the meantime, here's Garrett Tenney live in Washington, D.C. And Garrett, what do we know at this point? Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Initially, investigators did believe that the 27-year-old DNC staffer was killed in an attempted robbery. Now, a month later, they are not so sure what happened. What they do know is that early Sunday morning on July 11th, Seth Rich was walking home and only a few blocks away from his apartment when he was shot several times. When police found him, he had still had his wallet, his cell phone, all of his valuables were still there.
All right, how's that a botched robbery? Right, if they're trying to mug the guy, they take his valuables, right? So I think that's why you had the founder of WikiLeaks hinting that there's some more to this story. What the heck is going on? Now, let me just ask you a question. If Donald Trump and the Republican National Committee had been exposed in email leaks by someone who then turns up dead, you think maybe that would warrant a little more news coverage? I don't know what's here. Just a bit, you know, again, when Julian Assange is saying this, I'd heard this before. I'd never heard the connection directly other than speculation. But now when you have the person that received the information, he knows who the leaker is and sort of hinting that, well, we don't reveal who our sources are, but these people go through very difficult things. Here's a young man killed under mysterious circumstances. There's more there. But, of course, this is not given the attention that it should have. I only bring that up because of the direction that Jamie went, and I think also this story is bubbling a little bit under today with this latest information and what Assange has led to it. And I think somebody's called about it previously, but there's new information now. So now you've got a little more on that here today on the program. All right. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's see here. Some emails rolling in. Trump and Second Amendment believers, says Mark. One, if you know anyone who's an avid gunner, they are true Americans. Two, Trump's comments, I believe, represent the Americans that want to vote in Trump and not vote for Hillary. It's kind of a duh deal. That's not quite the stretch it's being made out to be. Dinesh D'Souza, director of Hillary's America, when we come back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Sick of paying that landline phone bill for something you hardly ever use anymore? I was too. But I didn't want to give up the phone number our family had for decades. OurOldNumber.com was the solution. Now when someone calls us on our home phone number, they can reach us wherever we are. There's no equipment to buy, and you don't even need the internet. And we save over $25 every month. OurOldNumber.com makes your home phone number as mobile as you are. OurOldNumber.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, 5 states, 2 Canadian provinces. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. We care about you folks. We honestly do. And the most important thing to your health is your sleep.
That's right.
And if you have MyPillow, you're going to sleep better than you ever have. I speak from experience because I sleep better than I ever have. Since having MyPillow, I can't be without it. And we have a great deal now. It's the 4-for-1 deal, the classic 4-pack combo. You get 2 classic pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160 for $99.98. Also, the 2-for-1 deal on the premium pillows, still available. That's 50% off there as well. These are great gifts for birthdays, Mother's and Father's Day, graduation, you know, grandma and grandpa gifts, shower gifts for a new mom. Your kids have one. Insomnia touches all ages. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or 800-506-9028. Our next guest is someone that has paid a big price for exposing things the mainstream media ignores about the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. In his new book, Hillary's America, a new movie, he exposes the truth about the party of bigotry and racism and corruption and voter disenfranchisement and Indian removal and forced sterilization, fascism, KKK lynching, segregation, just about every other atrocity committed in America. It's a history lesson. Dinesh D'Souza is with us on What's on Your Mind. Dinesh, thanks for taking the time today. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm good to be on the show.
I've told our listeners that this movie is as much a history lesson as it is an expose on a candidate for president of the United States. It really you did a great job of reminding me, and I'm sure a lot of folks that have seen this, things that we just forgotten about. Why do these things get forgotten? Why are the facts as you present them, the history there, lost?
Well, the reason the history is important is because the history provides the basis for the Democratic Party to claim a certain kind of moral capital. The Democrats claim we're the good guys. We're on the right side of history. We've been out there fighting for women, fighting for Latinos, fighting for immigrants, fighting for minorities, for blacks. We secured emancipation and civil rights and women's suffrage. Now, nothing could be further from the truth. This is almost the exact opposite of what actually happened. The Democratic Party has been the perpetrator of the worst atrocities of American history. They're the ones who murdered the American Indians and threw them off their land. They're the ones who upheld slavery for 50 years. They're the ones who legislated every segregation law in the country. The Ku Klux Klan was the domestic terrorist arm of the Democratic Party for 30 years. And on it goes. They're the ones who interned the Japanese during World War II. So the Democrats do these horrible crimes, and then after they're busted, they cover them up by blaming the South, or they blame America. America did this, America did that, or they blame the Republicans. And because they dominate academia, Hollywood, and the media, they can put out a whole bunch of propaganda without anyone having a big enough megaphone to say differently. So that's why this movie is important, and the book is important because it supplies chapter and verse for the claims in the movie.
And for folks that have not seen it yet, we want them to see it. We have some times and theater locations here where you can see it nearby, as we'll give before our end of our conversation with Dinesh. But why do you want them to see it, and what are they going to see, Dinesh?
Well, this is not a typical documentary. After we did our L.A. premiere, the actor, John Boyd, came up to me and he said, you know, Dinesh, you've reinvented this genre, because in a typical documentary, the way you cover history is you talk to historians, and you go from historian A to historian B to historian C. We don't do that. We actually recreate the great events of American history. So watching this movie feels like a feature film. It will tell you stuff that you don't know about American politics. I mean, here's a claim that I randomly picked out from the movie. I say that in 1860, the year of the Civil War, no Republican owned a slave. All the slaves in the entire country were owned by Democrats. Now, this claim could be refuted by the left if they could simply supply a short list of Republicans who owned slaves. But no one is able to do that because there weren't any. And so the left is thrashing around, you know, screaming about this movie, but they can't find a single fact that is wrong with it. So that's why it's a very powerful kind of intellectual and emotional handbook, if you will, going into this important election year.
It seems to me that when I go to a movie like this, and we did a showing last week in Bismarck where we invited our listeners to join me, packed a theater, and afterwards went over to a little diner and sat down and talked about it. And, you know, it was a invigorating conversation. I think all of us, you know, got a little something different out of it, but comparing notes was really fun. But there was one Democrat, one Hillary supporter in there, who, you know, bless his soul, was there with an open mind and still, you know, liked her and said, yeah, but what about this? Yeah, what about that? But, you know, acknowledged there were a lot of things in the movie that he didn't know, and it made him think differently about Hillary. That's what worries me sometimes about the good work you do here and others have done to expose these things, because how do we prevent it from being just an echo chamber? How do we prevent it how do we get it to make a difference rather than just be us talking about and sharing our frustrations?
Well, two things. One is, I think this year that it is important to unify the Republican Party. You still have people running around saying never Trump and stuff like this. So I think this movie helps to focus the issue, because it essentially says that if you want to stop Hillary and the Democrats, the only way to do that is by supporting Trump and the Republicans. There's no other way. But I think second and most important, this is a movie that needs to be seen by Trump and supported by the RNC. Look, if I were Michael Moore, the whole Democratic Party would be behind me. But weirdly, here we have the top documentary of the year. We're in the top 10 documentaries of all time in 3 weeks. I haven't heard a word from the RNC. Now, the reason this is important is because they have the ability to take a DVD of this movie 2 months from now and drop it in the mailboxes of every swing voter. 2 million swing voters in 9 states. These are people who are on the fence. They could decide the election. The RNC can do that. The super PACs can do that. Trump can do that.
Yeah, they should. They absolutely should. Dinesh D'Souza, the director of Hillary's America, with us today on the program. By the way, Hillary's America showing in Fargo at West Acres now, 12:25, 3 and 5:35. In Bismarck at the Grand, 1:30, 4:15, 7 and 9:30. And I saw somewhere that it's now in the number 10 all-time political documentary ever. Out of the Hollywood Reporter.
It's moved up to number 8. We just kind of knocked off Michael Moore's iconic film, Roger and Me. So it's really cool. I mean, Michael Moore is still the king of this genre. out of the top 10 political documentaries, he has 5. But then he's made about 20 movies. I have 3, but then I've only made 3 movies.
So it's doing good, though. People are going to see it, and you're happy with the success so far?
Yeah, people are going to see it, and I'm happy with it. And it'll probably be in the theater. We might re-release it in September because, of course, in the summer, there are big summer movies that come out. And then, of course, the movie will come out in DVD 1 month before the election, home box office.
Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, if you have a question or comment for Dinesh, 800-228-0550. I had 2 main takeaways. One was, I didn't realize the connection with Saul Alinsky, the author of Rules for Radicals, and Hillary Clinton was as strong as it was, and you did a great job of pointing out that. I guess I'd heard that she did her thesis or whatever, and there was some connection, but to have invited him to Wellesley College and then to start a relationship with him and have that last, that's pretty damning. I mean, that to me is a major tidbit that folks ought to consider, right?
Well, and also remember that when Bill Clinton did his kind of fairy tale Rapunzel story of Hillary, he very prudently left out any mention of Alinsky, even though Alinsky was instrumental in moving Hillary from being a Goldwater girl, a Republican, to the left. Now, most conservatives who know about Alinsky know of him as a radical and the author of Rules for Radicals. As you know, Scott, in this movie, we focus on Alinsky as a kind of crook, thief, and gangster. And we show that Alinsky hung out with the Al Capone gang. He got many of his political lessons and extortion from the mafia, from the mob. And so it's kind of a remarkable to think that the current president of the United States, Obama, and the aspiring next president, Hillary, both tutored at the feet of this gangster.
Yeah, so he was a bit of a scoundrel without question, but his views, what he was espousing in that book and what she obviously was attracted to in inviting her to speak and introducing him and forming this relationship with him to form her views, that's the most troubling, isn't it? I mean, what in Rules for Radicals, what do you most want people to know as just flat out dangerous that Hillary signed on to?
Well, I think Rules for Radicals is about the art of extortion. How can you extract money from people? And remarkably, the Clintons took those lessons to heart, except that Hillary had a very interesting argument with Alinsky. Alinsky always saw the community activist as an outsider, someone banging on the doors of corporations, banging on the doors of government to get them to give in. Hillary got the idea, well, wait a minute, what if we actually take over the government? What if we're on the inside? Then we can use the apparatus of government. Think about it. If you control the federal government, you have at your behest the CIA, the FBI, the IRS. Even today, the militarized agencies of government, the post office has a SWAT team. The Bureau of Land Management has a SWAT team. So now you have a kind of chilling power over the lives of American citizens. That's what Hillary wanted. She sort of outmastered the master.
Unbelievable. It really is. Folks, you need to know this and so much more. The other thing I took away is the slaves knew they were slaves. I mean, I just kept ringing in my head, and you had, incredible visuals in the movie of the slaves and what they were going through and tying that, obviously, to way back to Andrew Jackson. But, you know, many of the people that are takers, if you will, today are slaves in a different way, but they don't know they're slaves. And that's the scary part. I mean, at least the slaves knew they didn't want to be slaves. I'm not sure people who are dependent on government today realize they're slaves in a different kind of way.
Well, this is, I think, the really powerful thing. And that is that the concept of the plantation has not gone away. The old rural plantations, which were run by Democrats, have now been replaced by urban plantations run by Democrats. Now, there are some differences. On the urban plantations, the Democrats aren't trying to steal your labor like they did in the old days. What they actually want is your vote. But they are no less indifferent to the lives of people who live on those plantations. Think about it. The people who live today in Oakland, Baltimore, inner city Detroit, they're no better off than they were in 1968. Somehow we spent trillions of dollars on them and their condition never improved. And I'm suggesting that's because the Democrats kind of want it that way. If their lives did improve, if businesses moved in, Starbucks, ladders of opportunity, these people would climb up the ladder, dust themselves off, and they don't need the Democratic Party anymore.
Absolutely. My question is, why do liberals want to be on that plantation? Why do minorities want to be on that plantation? That's what I don't get. More with Dinesh D'Souza after a short time out. Hang on for the answer up against a heartbreak, Dinesh. More coming up after this. Don't go away.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoose, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our network of buyers and through our 15 internet sites.
Speaking of internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com or call 701-347-2727. Art, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Talk Radio Town Hall next hour, and you're the guest. Fine listeners of this program, firing up the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Also have our New York City trip planned and have some details on that. So love to have you join us. Get ready for a great trip to New York City in December. Coming up here in just a couple of minutes. So stay tuned for that. Brought to you in part today by our friends at B-Mobile. Many of you have already done business with the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless, right? Verizon, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. But did you know that B-Mobile Verizon is more than just phones and tablets? B-Mobile would like to introduce you to Hum by Verizon. It's the perfect tool to make your car smarter and safer, offering features like roadside assistance and diagnostics and maintenance reminders, vehicle locator, hands-free Bluetooth calling. Plus, for a limited time, if your teen is getting their license, you can get the hum equipment, the activation fee, and 3 months of service back as a bill credit. So get hum and go. Be mobile everywhere you are, whether at home, the lakes, or beyond, with locations in Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wappen, Valley City, Devil's Lake, and Botno in North Dakota, Bemidji, Thief River Falls, and Detroit Lakes in Minnesota. To find a location near you, go online to bemobile.com. A few more minutes left with our guest, Dinesh D'Souza, author of, director of, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party. Still showing, a few more weeks it'll be showing. Sounds like it'll be coming back in September, also available in DVD form. But see this movie, check it out. Dinesh, you have sacrificed much to try and tell a story, right? Gather facts, put it out there, and let people decide if they agree or disagree. It's America. And that included literally going to jail over a donation to a campaign of a friend. Is there any possible way that wasn't connected to your movies critical of President Obama?
I think that that was clearly a case of selective prosecution, Scott. And the reason is that shortly after I made that film, 2016 Obama's America, Obama began railing against the film on his website, BarackObama.com. And then a few weeks later, the FBI was banging on my door. Now, they got me in a technical violation of the campaign finance law. There was no corruption. I was trying to help a longtime college friend running for the Senate. No American has ever been locked up for doing what I did. The government tried hard to find a single case in which that occurred, and they couldn't. So I think I very little doubt that this was a case where this was a vendetta by a vindictive narcissist, Obama. But it hasn't stopped me. As you know, I took those scenes in the from my incarceration. I put them right into the new movie. They're part of the narrative with the Clintons. I mean, I believe that they're even bigger gangsters than Obama. But nevertheless, we have to speak out. What else can we do?
Yeah, that was amazing. Even some depictions of the trial itself. And the judge seemed like a real beauty. Wasn't real interested in hearing another side of that particular story, right?
Well, he issued an order that said I couldn't film my incarceration. I couldn't film my community service. Or my mandatory psychological counseling, as if I'm, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer, or as if this is the Soviet Union. So I recreated those scenes. I had actors play them, but they used the exact words that the judge used in the trial.
Unbelievable. Before the break, we were talking about, you know, my takeaway, and that is the slaves knew they were slaves, right? And you make the connection between the plantations of the slaves and even what Native Americans endured in America. And it connected to modern times and where liberals are at today. Why do you think makers and takers, I should say the takers, in my mind, Barack Obama was brought to us by the fact that there were more takers than makers in this country. And the takers are the people you're talking about on the liberal plantation. Why do they want to be on the liberal plantation? That's what I can't get beyond.
Well, here's why. Think of it this way, Scott. What the immigrants and blacks are offered a promise by the Democratic Party. Democrats say, listen, the Republicans offer you ladders of opportunity, but those ladders are illusory. And besides, it's too much hard work. You have to climb the ladder. We are sitting on top of a building. We will let down a rope, and we want you to hold onto the rope. We will pull you up. So it's a very tempting offer. Many people go, sure, pull me up. And then what the Democrats do is they pull you up halfway, and then they hold. They don't intend to pull you up all the way, but you don't know that at the beginning. Once you're pulled up halfway, you're dependent on them. They're helping you pay your mortgage. They're giving you food stamps. If you let go of the rope, you're going to go crashing to the ground.
So they're trapped.
This is why people stay on the plantation. They're too dependent to leave, and yet they've gotten a really bad deal.
Yeah, they're trapped. Dan Fargo for Dinesh D'Souza. Go ahead. You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Yes, I saw the movie in Fargo. It was great. And two comments and let you talk about it. First, the musical score and the scenes at the end of the film are just fantastic. You want to stand to your feet and cheer, and you're crying at the same time. So it's very moving, the end of it. Also, your scenes of being booked into jail and meeting those prisoners, were they filmed on location or at some institutions? They seem so realistic.
Well, to answer the second question first, the reason I had to recreate those scenes and shoot them on a movie set is because the judge issued an order prohibiting me from filming my actual classes or prohibiting my actual incarceration. He didn't let me do that. So I used actual, I recreated them as nearly as possible to the real thing, but I was forced to do it by recreation rather than just filming my own community service. I'm very glad you like the music of the movie. See, I understand that a movie at the end of the day must be entertaining. That's why people go to movies. They don't go to movies to get information or messaging. So we try to make movies that are exciting, that have suspense, and that at the end of the day aren't depressing but fire people up. And I'm thrilled to hear that this one did that.
It did. Dan, thanks for the call. Dinesh, thanks for doing what you do. All the best to you. We'll talk again soon. Take care, sir.
Thank you.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. A single young passenger, even a sibling, increases a teen's chance of a deadly crash by 44%. This week's Safety Minute features Terry Weaver, NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator, discussing the importance of parents setting and enforcing passenger limitations for teen drivers.
Absolutely. Limit those passengers. And unfortunately, in North Dakota, we don't have that covered under one of the provisions of the graduated driver's license. So us as parents, I think, have to take control of that, set those rules, set those boundaries for teens, and don't let those teens have passengers, even siblings, in the car so they have time to drive on their own under the best conditions, which are no distractions, and just let them drive and learn how to do what they're supposed to be doing in that vehicle.
To learn more about what you can do to improve your teen driver safety, go to www.ndsc.org/alive at 25.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.